Okay, Tof Chof Vav Sif Beis Page Reish Pei Vav Ein Mevarchem Al Yireach Ela B'motzoi Shabbos Kishohu Mevusam Uvigodav Noyim. When you smell good. Motzoi Shabbos, you smell good. What?
Sparkle.
Yeah.
I have dove. They use perfume.
Yeah. So they get smelled from the perfume. So Kiddush Levana ideally should be made Mitzvah Shabbos because the person is wearing his Big Day Shabbos. You're wearing your Big Day Shabbos and you are Mevusam. You are fragrant. You have absorbed the fragrance of Shabbos. You're in a good spirits. Hagah. Vedafka Ilel Mitzvah Shabbos Ukadim Yud. Now, when is it true that we only do Kiddush Levana Mitzvah Shabbos? So this going to the Mechaber and the Ramah. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that this is not so simple. That's only when the Mitzvah Shabbos is Ilel Mitzvah Shabbos Ukadim Yud Bachodesh. But let's say the first Mitzvah Shabbos you were not able to do Kiddush Levana, and now you're going to wait for the second Mitzvah Shabbos. If the second Mitzvah Shabbos already is going to be the 10th day, it's already the 10th day, that means how many days do you have after Mitzvah Shabbos? You have only 5 days, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 5 days is not a safe number of days to be certain you'll be able to be Mekadesh Levana just in case Mitzvah Shabbos is cloudy. Ideally, you want to wait until Mitzvah Shabbos, because Mitzvah Shabbos, a person is in a good frame of mind. You're in the right frame of mind to do a mitzvah, which requires simcha, and during the week, a person is not always besimcha, he has trouble in Parnasa and whatnot. But Mitzvah Shabbos, you have time to relax. There's more of a chance that you'll be in a better frame of mind Mitzvah Shabbos. But you have to take into consideration the possibility that Mitzvah Shabbos it may be cloudy, and if it's cloudy, you're not going to be able to be kashrut on Mitzvah Shabbos. So then you're only going to have a few days left until the Zman is over. How many days left is a safe amount of time where you can delay, push off your first attempt to recite Kiddush Levana from Mitzvah Shabbos? The rule is you have to have at least 5 more days. If you have 5 more days, if it's before the 10th, Im Leil Mitzvah Shabbos who Koidem Yud Bachodesh. It's only 6 more days because you're going to have 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So Mitzvah Shabbos must be at least the 9th. You have to have at least 6 days. You have 6 days. Because 6 days, a storm can last for even 6 days where it will be cloudy. Oz Mantinen, then you would have Mitzvah Shabbos. Avo, but Imku Achakach. But let's say Mitzvah Shabbos is after the 10th. Ein mamtinin ad mitzvah Shabbos shema yushnei leilos ashloish arba anonim, maybe 2, 3, or 4 days, because sometimes the last day you can say Kiddush Levana is the 14th day. That's why it's 5. Because therefore the last time you can say sometimes the 14th day. Therefore, anonim v'lo yirah levana v'yav hazman, and therefore we don't want to take a risk. Fine. Now let's right away jump to the Mishnah Berurah. Before we go further, Mishnah Berurah on the previous page, Sif Katan Dalet, Ein Mevarchem L'Mitzvah Namuv Karhu, that L'chatchila you should wait until Mitzvah Shabbos. Uchad Mesayim Behagav, because of Sefer Magid Mishom Simin Zeyeh Biyotcha. It's a very scary thing what it says. B'achoydesh Tevaruchu Biruchas Halavonim B'Mitzvah Shabbos Tim Suat Slacha. If you zeich on the first opportunity, the first Mitzvah Shabbos is a Levana, Simin Tov Mazel Tov. It's a good sign. And if Rachmana Litzlan, the first Mitzvah Shabbos, when you want to say Kiddush Levana, there is no Levana. Levana is concealed by the cloud. It's a bad sign. You're not going to find the Chshuk. Tischasev Tisalim V'loyuch Levarich. Also HaChodesh Lo Yihye Mutzlach. You'll not be successful. I don't know. Chas V'Shalom. Chas, that's what it says. What?
Why people wait till the
7th? So Chassidim, meaning of Chassidim, they wait till the 7th because you have to have Hanah from its not significant light until the 7th. The first couple of days, the amount of light that you have from the moon is insignificant. It's minimal. So yeah, it's not significant until it's 7 days. So they wait. Chassidim are very makbid on this. Davin and Chassidim still with Mitzvah Shabbos. They're not going to do Kiddush Levana this past Mitzvah Shabbos. That's where the Litvaks and the Chassidim differ. This past Mitzvah Shabbos, it's only 3 days since the Moilid. So you have to wait at least 72 hours since the Moilid, called Litvaks. So all the Litvish shuls was a very nice Levana. It was a clear scar this past Shabbos. What? nice, everyone's all the litvaks are kiddush levana. But if you go to the Hasidim, a lot of litvaks are land house. But if you go to the Hasidim, they did not do kiddush levana this past week. They waited until this coming Mitzvah Shabbos, because coming Mitzvah Shabbos is still within seven. It's still before the 10th day of the month, and it's after seven. This chilukideis. Someone told me yesterday that Lubavitcher Chassid, he went to the Lubavitcher Rebbe and he said to him, I don't know if it's true, this is what he told me. It could be just a joke. He told him, I'm going out of town to a Litvish Mokim. I have to, for Parnassa. What should I do? How should I be Noyek? So Lubavitcher Rebbe said to him, you go, you find the Litvak. How should I be Noyek different Minhagim? What should my Minhag be for all these different Inyanim? So the Lubavitcher Rebbe supposedly told him, you go find a Litvak and you ask him, what's the minhag? And you do the opposite. And you do the opposite. I heard, I don't know if this is, again, all these things are stories, true, not true, that during the war, there were a certain group of Jews that did not know what they had. A very great dilemma: should they escape? Should they? The Nazis were coming, or they were, I don't know, whoever was coming, and they didn't know what to do. It was they could try to run away, and there's a chance they'll be killed. A very high possible chance they'll be caught and be killed, or they can stay and also be killed. And there was no clear-cut answer. They did not know what to do, and these were Hasidim, and there was a very great Litvisha Rabbanim or Litvisha Rav in the community, and they asked him what to do, and they did the opposite. Because they asked him what to. This is a story. I don't know if it's true or not. Even if it's not true,
he was a
Litvak. It's a very, very big Talmud Chacham, and they were Hasidim. The Rebbe was not there. The Rebbe already, whatever happened, I don't know the story. And they asked, and they did the opposite, and they were saved, And then someone asked the Rebbe, the Rav, what's Takad Pshat? That you told them, they asked you what to do, and their life was on the line, and they came to you with their cheretz, what to do, and you told them what to do, and they didn't listen. They did the opposite, and they survived. So, again, this is a Pella, this story, if it's true, naturally says, I know them. We live together with these Hasidim. I know that whatever I tell them, whatever I do, they do the opposite. I told them, I wanted them to go. I felt that was the best thing for them. I thought that would be the safest.
Knowing
they'll do the opposite. So I told them to stay, and they do the opposite. Is this story true, not true? I don't know. Okay. Let's go further. So therefore, this is a very scary. So they do say. I mean, I read this spooky that if a person says Kiddush Levana, he's guaranteed to live out the month. And if he doesn't say Kiddush Levana, and there are stories of different gedolim where they were not well, and they were not able to say Kiddush Levana, and in that month. That month they died. What does that mean? So what does it mean? They would have said somebody, they would not have died. I don't know what these things. I don't know. But you do hear these stories. If you read the Gedolim books, these story books, they always seem to mention this. The last, they know the end is always very spooky. The last thing they said, the last thing they did, and their last Kiddush Levana. It's always the same. There was no last Kiddush Levana. That's always the same. Like you don't hear a story. Oh, they did Kiddush Levana, and then a week later, they went to Shemayim. It doesn't end like that. The story is always in that month they wanted so much to do Kiddush Levana, but they were bedridden and it was cloudy, and then that month they died. These are stories, or whatever. It's true. It's not true. But there is definitely something to it that saying Kiddush Levana is a skula, whatever this means. If you believe in skulas, then you should live out the month at least. Again, over here there's a skula of saying Kiddush on the first Mitzvah Shabbos is a skula for Hatzlocha. But there's a thing that if you don't say Kiddush Levana Bechlal, you miss Kiddush Levana. People miss Kiddush Levana. You hear every so often. Now, there also something else very interesting about Kiddush Levana that there is an inyan by some people. They take great pride. They never, their whole life, miss the Kiddush Levana. Because it's something that if you are careful in the time of Bar Mitzvah, you can do. Not everything, not every mitzvah can you really do. Every person said they never missed a minyan. It's very hard to find a person who can tell you they never missed a minyan. People tell you, for the last 3 years, I haven't missed a minyan. Davening a minyan, a mincha ma'ariv shachas of the minyan. Wow, that's pretty good. Your whole life? I don't know, it's a hard sell to find a person who never. Let's forget about that. Miss the tefillah. You know what happens sometimes? Person just forgets to daven mincha. You know, you're running around, you're extremely busy, you're running around a very busy schedule, and you forget to daven mincha. It happens. People take very great pride. They never missed a tefillah their whole life. Or they never missed a tefillah in the last 10 years. There's something to it. This is one of the things that you do hear people bragging about. They never missed a Kiddush Levana. Because it's something which, if you really try, at least minimally, to do properly, it's possible never to miss a Kiddush Levana. Now, I remember my Rebbe, Rabbi Chaim Siegel, Zichron Levrach, and Chaim Berlin, so he, when we were at high school, so he had bypass surgery. Very complicated surgery. It wasn't so simple. And when we came to visit, so he really beamed. Sorry, I didn't appreciate it at the time. Later in life, I mean to appreciate it a little bit more, that he didn't have to miss tefillin. He didn't have to miss putting on tefillin for one day. Because it just so happened, the surgery, he went through a very complicated surgery where he was out for a long time. The surgery took place whenever it was. He was able to put on tefillin, and by the time he was off all the different machines, whatever it was, he was still able to put on tefillin the next day. And it really meant a lot to him. It wasn't just time, you know, he didn't, you know, I put on tefillin every single... It really meant...
It was an accomplishment.
Yeah, and it was, he viewed it as a special gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he was able to put on tefillin every single day, despite the fact that he was in a very difficult situation where the average person in his situation would not have been able to wear tefillin, would have to miss tefillin for at least 1 or 2 days. So there's something to it which again, you do hear about Kiddush Levana, this inyan. Why miss? There's no excuse for missing Kiddush Levana. You have 15, you have at least 12, 13 days to do Kiddush Levana, depending on the month, whether it's 15th or the 14th, so you do have definitely a chance on the third day, and there's no excuse for a person to miss Kiddush Levana. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, hey, so when did you do Kiddush Levana? Ela b'mitzvah Shabbos, who I didn't mitzvah Yom Tov. You do Kiddush Levana, not only mitzvah Shabbos, also mitzvah Yom Tov. Now, which mitzvah Yom Tov? You're not going to be doing Kiddush Levana after Simchas Torah. And you're not going to be doing Kiddush Levana after Pesach, because it's already past the 15th day. It means do Kiddush Levana after Shavuos. Okay, Vav. Vav imhu achar kach. Aval imhu achar kach. So here makes it very clear. If Mitzoy Shabbos is Yud, it's okay. You can wait. I wasn't clear. Here the Mishnah was very clear. If Mitzoy Shabbos is Yud Aleph, Im Hulel Yud Aleph, Ein Lahamtin, do not wait. The Shema Tischaseba, because maybe the clouds will get covered. Oz Gabi Arba Lel Shachach, the four nights which follow, 12, 13, 14, and 15, also may be clouded. Lefi Masha Kosta Besiv Gimel, Behaga. Tzorch Lachshav Im Yisharu Oid Chamisha Lelos. You have to make a calculation if you have 5 nights. Ad Chatzi Choftes Yoim. Now, he's going on later on that the calculation is really from the Moilet. Okay, we'll learn about that later on. When is the latest time you can say Kiddush Levana? Kiddush Levana is not on the calendar date. It's the time as long as the moon is not yet 50, is not yet full. When is the moon full? The moon is full halfway between 29 and a half days, which will come to the calculation later on. Okay, it's not clear cut the 15th or the 14th. If you look in a luach, it tells you the last time you can say Kiddush Levana. Now, if that last time falls out in the middle of the day, sometimes, and then what is the last time you can say Kiddush Levana? When the moon is a full moon. You can look it up online. When is the moon full? It's full for the whole world. There's no difference between New York and Eretz Yisrael. The moon goes around the earth. So,
seven hours earlier.
Right. So it's the daylight. The only issue is daylight. When the Earth is going around the sun, and the moon is going around the Earth. It's the same moon. When the moon is in between the Earth and the sun, then there is zero moon. When the moon is behind the Earth, the opposite side of the Earth, then it's a full moon. That's the same exact thing for wherever you are in the world. There's no difference if you live in New York, live in Eretz Yisrael, you live in Canada, you live in Mexico, you live in New Zealand. It's all the same. When the moon is the extreme opposite side of the sun is here, the earth is here, and the moon is the extreme opposite, that is when you have a full moon. Now, it just may happen to be that when there's a full moon, it may be in New York, it may be 3 o'clock in the morning, and Eretz Yisrael will be... It'll already be daylight time. So in Eretz Yisrael, when it's a full moon, it's already daylight, and it's impossible at that moment in time for you to derive benefit from the full moon. Then the latest time you can say Kiddush Levana is until dawn. As until...
It's impossible. It should be on one line. Sun...
The moon, exactly. It's
sun, earth, and...
The sun is in the center, the earth is in the middle, the moon is on the other side.
Yeah,
so that moment in time when the moon is a full moon, when it's an exact line, the earth, the sun, the earth and the moon, is the same exact moment in time for the entire world.
Yeah, when the moon,
but if you, if the, you are on the globe in a place where you're facing the sun, you're not seeing the moon.
Yes, yes.
So when is the last time that you can say Kiddush Levana? The last 12 hours when it's still dark, when it's still dark for you. But if you're living on the other side of the earth, if the earth at that point in time is the other way, you're living on the part of the earth where you can see the moon, then you will be able to say Kiddush Levana until that very last moment of time, because it's dark, and it's when it's dark, you are deriving benefit from the light of the moon. So you look at it, the Luach will tell you when, the Luach will tell you exactly when it is a full moon. If it's a full moon, let's say 3:26 a.m., so you can say Kiddush Levana until 3:26 a.m. because it is dark outside, and at 3:26 a.m. you can derive benefit from the moon. But if the moon, it's a full moon, 3:26 p.m. for you, 3:26 p.m., you don't see the moon because you're on the other side of the world, other side of the earth. So when was the last time that you could have derived benefit? It was the night before. The night before, before sunrise, is the last time. So when they give you the last time in the luach, in the calendar, that's assuming that that period of that moment of time, it's dark outside. If it could, they'll write like that, something very strange in the luach. The last time for Kiddush Levana is 4:26 p.m. Oh, well, that's already dark in New York. Let's say it's 11:23 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Really? That's the latest time? You're not going to be seeing the moon. But now, so that means the night before is the last time you can recite Kiddush Levana. If they'll tell you the luach that the last the moon becomes full at 3:25 a.m. Gesund Eid. You can say Kiddush Levana until 3:25 a.m., but 3:26 a.m. you can no longer say Kiddush Levana. So that's what it says over here. That's what he points out. That's what he refers to later on. Now let's go Zayin. You should wear God of nice clothing. Let us go back to the Meramah. The Meramah says it's the third line. It's the third line down. Top of the page, when you mekadesh the levana, let's say for whatever reason you cannot mekadesh the Shabbos, and you mekadesh the levana during the weekday, you should put on nice clothing. Can you imagine? If you're going to mekadesh the levana during the weekday, you have to get dressed in your Shabbos clothing. We'll see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Ein mekadesh levana koydim tisha b'av, another halacha. You should not mekadesh levana before tisha b'av. Okay, we'll see more. The loy koydim yom kippurim, not before yom kippur. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Mitzvah Yom Kippur Mekadesh Nesa, and Mitzvah Yom Kippur, you can Mekadesh. So we do. The Ash Shalom Simcha. But Aveloy the Mitzvah Tisha B'Av. You should not, we'll see the Mishmur, don't get excited, I know everyone's thinking that's not what I do, but you should not be Mekadosh the Levana Mitzvah Tisha B'Av because you're now Oishar Tainis or after another Tainis. Asar B'Teves, it's the 11th day. He didn't have a chance to tell him because it was cloudy. And that's the 11th, so you can be, so then you should not be Mekadosh the Levana Oishar Tainis. The only other Tainis, I believe, is Shavasa B'Tamuz. What about Tainis Esther? It could be still possible. Tainis says to 13, so you can still be Kaddish. It's already Purim, but you're still, you're hungry. You're still, so you can be Kaddish. Anything else? Tzom Gedalia, but that's before Tisha B'Av. It's before Yom Kippur. So anyway, you're not going to be Kaddish for Yom Kippur. But Tzom Gedalia is not necessarily too early, because Tzom Gedalia is the third for Yom Kippur, so you're getting into another issue which will come, but we're going to say that we're not Machbet on this. So if we're not Machbet before Yom Kippur, according to some opinions, therefore the Shaila is, should you be Kaddish after Tzom Gedalia? So it says not because you're still hungry, you're still in the state of tainus, you're not in the proper frame of mind, and do the mitzvah, but simcha, you should wait until mitzvah, until the little bit later on. We'll see the mishuv. Aim kachnay sub mitzvah Shabbos, shechal bo yomtif. If mitzvah Shabbos leads into yomtif, let's say, when do you have that Shavuos? Let's say Shavuos, it's a little Mishnah Berurah. So Mitzvah Shabbos is going to lead into Yom Tov. You should not be Mekadesh the night of Yom Tov. We'll see in a moment why. The Toile Einad, let's see some of the Mishnah Berurah and some Dirish before you go back to the Mechaber. Okay, up to Zayin. You should wear during the weekday Begodim and then put on your finest clothing, your Sunday best. You know what Sunday best is? No? I once made a sim on Sunday night. We had a group of people learning together, so we made a sim. So I told everyone, make sure you come in your Sunday best. Sunday best refers to the guy. The guy, they go to church on Sunday. So he said, it's not our custom. Bizman hazeh, we're not makbar on this. If you're going to Mekadosh Levana during the weekday, whatever reason, we're not medaktik to put on the big day Shabbos for Kiddush Levana. Kaidem Tishabov, Dishir Mavelos. You should not be Mekadosh before it because the 9 days you're in a state of Avelos, of mourning. And it's not proper to do a mitzvah of Mekadosh Levana, which is Mekabel the Shechina, which requires Simcha when one is in a state of mourning. What about before Yom Kippur? Kaidem Kippurim. The Gam came Mu'uy Me'uyom Mikoya Chadim. Can you imagine people terrified? During the Aseret Yemei, people walking around like zombies. They're in a state of terror. Who knows what is going to be? Can you imagine? That's the way it's supposed to be. And therefore, you're not in a proper frame of mind. It's incredible. Your frame of mind is supposed to be so on edge that you're not in a proper frame of mind to Mekadesh to Levana. Ve'ein shuriyim b'simcha. Ve'ein b'halacha. Avaloi b'metzoi b'nat b'metzoi fast day. Why not? Because the Ein Shri B'Simcha V'Varchu B'Yom Shacharech. Wait until the next night. Wait until the next night until you recover from the Atzar B'Teves. Atzar B'Teves. Mavor B'Darki Moshe. The Tisha B'Av Chol B'Yom Chamishi. But let's say Tisha B'Av is, so you should not do Mitzvah Tisha. Because also Mitzvah Tisha B'Av, you're not in a proper frame of mind. But let's say Tisha B'Av is on Yom Chamishi. So then you don't have much time left. V'Yesh Loi L'Hamtina Mitzvah Shabbos. So don't Mekadesh it until you have time. So then wait until Mitzvah Shabbos. Yesh L'Hamtina Mitzvah Shabbos. Yom Yibayz Chodesh Chiddush. Even though we learned before that you should not wait, it's coming to Mevari. We learned that if Mitzvah Shabbos is the 11th, then you're putting yourself in danger. You should do it during the week before. Here is the exception. That even though Tisha B'Av is on, the ninth day is on Chamishi, Yom Chamishi, so then if you go to wait until Mitzvah Shabbos, you're already past the deadline, the safe deadline of day 11. It's already day 12. It's okay. This is the exception. You can delay. You can take a risk. You can take a risk and wait until Mitzvah Shabbos. Shuyud Beis L'Chodesh. Oishar Tainis. Don't be Mekadosh after regular Tainis. Kigoyin, for example, imloy kiddush b'chodesh teves ara atainis. The example is asar b'teves. Coming up after Chanukah. Ein l'kadesh shachar atainis el yamtin ar halayla shila achareha. Wait until the next night shuhu yudbeis l'chodesh. If for whatever reason you really should be mekadesh before the tainis, but if you're not mekadesh before the tainis, so now it's mitzoy the tainis day 10. So mitzoy tainis 11. Wait until the next night, which is 12. When we call mokum im era zeh b'chodesh adish l'kitshu atainis esther. Now you're really playing the game because now you're coming to the very end. Tainis Esther is day 13. Purim is day 14. So yet it's the last day. Day 14 is the last day sometimes because the Moilid is even before. So it's you're already getting into danger zone. So that is the exception. If you're not Mekadesh before Tainis Esther, right after the Tainis, even though you're still fasting, you should go out and Mekadesh to Levana. Yeah. But you still have not eaten. Even though you're still Yitzhar B'Simcha, you're still in a state of hunger. Even worse, you've gone to the long...
I guess he'll discuss it, but once you're Kippur, we're also in a state of...
Oh, so it's the Simcha of a Kapara.
Right, so here is you're in the Simcha of Purim.
Not the same. It doesn't appear that it's the same. He's saying that it's not the same. That's what he says here. It's not the same. Vinei kol zel das harma. Now here is what we're very important. This we find people that are, you find chilukadeus concerning if you should mekadesh the levana as soon as possible. Everything we've learned according to the Ramah, it appears the Ramah lived in a place where it's not so cloudy. So it appears. It appears that the clouds cleared up. Aval das acharoinim b'chol zeh the mekadeshin afilu b'mitzoy tisha b'av. You mekadesh one thing at a time. First of all, he says he disagrees. You mekadesh even mitzoy tisha b'av. No problem. You don't have to wait until the next night. You can mekadesh immediately. V'chol shekain b'shor tainis. Oh, but you v'el of the kasu the tzach litoim koydem. But before you mekadesh, you should eat. That's why you notice in some shuls, they tell you to come back. And then the people don't listen. They don't listen. They tell you to come back. They tell you that it's not... I daven this year, Mitzvah Shabbos, Mitzvah Tisha B'Av. So the rabbi made an announcement that everyone should go home and eat and put on your shoes and then everyone will come back and Mekadesh Levana together, and he gave a time. Everyone should come back and Mekadesh Levana. And most people did not listen to the rabbi. They just went outside of the shul and they said, I'm doing it now because I'm not coming back. I can't come back later on. It's too late. And that was it. Fine. There was a group of people, there was a significant number of people that did not listen to the rabbi and went out after davening, but the rabbi did make an announcement and tell people that ideally those who want to listen to me do not be Mekadesh now, this Mishnah Berurah. It's not proper. You should be in a state of Simcha, and you're tired, and you're fasting, and you're wearing your shoes of Avelus. Go home, change your shoes, eat, come back at this time in Mekadesh. And that's what it's Zavir Tzarech. So, according to the Ramah says you should not be Mekadesh, period. The night is off limits. Forget about it. No matter what you will do, even if you'll eat, you'll put on shoes, you're not going to be able to get out of your state of Avelus that night. In fact, La Halacha, the Avelus continues until Chatzos. Now this past year was an exception because it was Mitzvah Shabbos. So being that it really was a Nitcha, really Tisha B'Av was on Shabbos, and if it was pushed off to Sesedifa, the laws of Avelus are lifted immediately after the laws of Avelus. Now you're allowed to eat meat because of a time. There's another issue of eating meat. But with Derech Klal, the Avelus came to an end. You can wash clothing, you can do all the things you need that you want to do for Avelus immediately after Mitzvah Shabbos. But let's discuss a regular year. In a regular year, the Avelus continues until Chatzis the next day. So therefore, according to Ramah, you have to wait until the next night. But the Mishnah Berurah says we do not follow that approach. We follow other Acharim that say that you can Mekadesh even that night. But at least we do concede to the Ramah that you at least should eat a little bit and take yourself out of your state of fasting. So this is what you mentioned, Mr. Nussbaum. You are rejoicing. You've come out from judgment. You've come out from the platform. You survived. You survived the judgment. You can maybe mekadesh even though you're still fasting. The simcha overcomes the fasting. He makes a point of this. That's what the rabbi said. He makes a point that you should not be mekadesh without shoes. Ran min olam. Now, I guess you'll say, well, I'm wearing shoes. It's just they're not leather shoes.
Yeah.
All right, maybe. That's maybe the heter.
Because
I don't know, a lot of shoes.
Food in the shoe.
But shoes, he talks about shoes. B'li min olam. U'lin ovel. Emas mekadesh nekshal. What about a person rachmana l'tzana sitting shiva? When should he be mekadesh to levana? So he's an avela. So meaning avel mekadesh emas mekadesh das magen avram dim yashlim avelus kodem asir b'chadesh. If he'll finish the avelus before the 10th day of the month, then he should wait until he gets up from sitting shiva. Yam tel mekadesh below asiri. Avelim kol avelus b'asiri. Let's say he finished b'asiri b'chadesh lo yam tel alel achadasar. It's a very important law. People that are in they're allowed in Mekadesh Levana if they're not going to finish the Avelus before day 10. The Das Baal Shar Fraim, the Im Yeshulus, the Kadesh Ad Kalos, Yimei Aveluso, Yamtim Achim, Geshiyamtim Yavar Hazman, Yochel Kadesh Besuch Me Aveluso, he's more Machmir. He says, no matter when you should wait, if you'll still be some time. Okay, the Chiluk of this. The Yochel Lot says, the Chus the Kadesh, and the Avel can go outside, Ein Ber Alocha. Period. Now, what about halacha shechol? What about Yom Tov? Let's say we have Mitzoy Shabbos going into Yom Tov. For example, Shavuos. When we call Shkain Shem Mekadesh Nesabul Shabbos, you should v'dehar beitam nemer bar bezeh al pi haKabbalah. You should not be Mekadesh to Levana on Shabbos Friday night or Yom Tov night, even when there is an Erev. So you want to take the sitter outside. So he says there are many reasons nemer bezeh al pi haKabbalah. Look in Yud Beis. Look over here on the bottom, on the Sha'ar HaTziyun on the bottom. I am B'shuas Ramah V'Dervaz Chilag Dal Simgev V'Al Pi P'Shuto Yesh Leimar. The reason why you don't do it Friday night and you're not Mekadesh Shid Yom Tov night Shavuos B'Shem Do'ez Namisa B'Simcha B'Rog Olav Olidei Rikudin. You're supposed to dance. That we'll learn later on. You're supposed to dance. And on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you now have a dance. Chomoy Dimashma Achakach Behaga. Vizeh Osir B'Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Shara Hatzim, is telling us the primary reason why you're not Mekadesh Levana Friday night and Yom Tov night is because you're supposed to dance, and dancing is not permitted to be done on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Even mitzvahs. The Af. Dirikudim, your question exactly. Dirikudim shal mitzvah yitirichmoy b'simchas Torah. What more do you want? Simchas Torah. Shani hasam di'ef shalitchos hayoyim. That's the essence of the day. The essence of the day is simcha. Of simchas Torah. Memela w'matir to dance on simchas Torah. But this is a simcha which is not tied to the day of Shabbat. It's not tied to the day of Yom Tov. You can be mekadesh levana another day, earlier or later. Memela, it's not the right thing. Mash enkein hacha di'ef shalasas. So this is very important. People don't know this. People always wonder what's the reason. Why don't you mekadesh levana on Friday night and Shabbos night? Here's a Shara Tzion, hidden away, a hidden gem. All the hidden gems are found in the Shara Tzion. So on the bottom is because you're not allowed to dance on Friday night and Shabbos night, even though we do dance other times. That's only a doichik. It's not a real good. The Simchas Torah is a modern minuk. This is a modern minuk Simchas Torah.
I have seen that at times when there's an offer of...
Yeah. Dancing. Right. So the reason why we dance today in Bismarck is because we don't know how to dance. If you want to know how to dance, you have to watch Fiddler on the Roof.
We only shuffle.
You ever watch Fiddler on the Roof?
Yeah.
That's dancing. That's dancing. You got to know how to dance.
He doesn't know that.
You don't know. You should know from these things. We don't know how to dance. Why are you not allowed to dance? Why are you not allowed to dance? Because you might be misakin a cliché. You might come to be misakin musical instruments. You'll get so carried away. Technically, there's nothing wrong with playing musical instruments. Also, you might come to fix it. You might the violin may break. So you may come to restring it. So there are many levels of gezeros. If you play a musical instrument, you may come to fix the musical instruments. You're not allowed to dance because you may come to play, and playing may come to fix. So we're very machmer. What about goyim? Goyim playing a musical instrument, so really it's mutter. Some matir, if a goy will play for you the musical instrument, so if that's one step removed, so some are matir, and they used to have that, they had that whole but the reason why we're not machmer is because what do we do today? We go around in a circle.
Yeah,
come on.
Continue.
Come on. That's called dancing. You go around in a circle. You go around, that's not called dancing. Dancing is dancing. Dancing is an art. It's an art which requires very great skill. It's very, very great chokhmah. Very big chokhmah. And you see, these there's very great chokhmah. They are coursed in college. Ballroom dancing. So we don't going in circles, doing the horror. Sorry to tell you, it's not a halachic dancing, and therefore we're matter. However, you should know that even though we don't do this, there is a time that you do it. There is a time when you mekash yom tif. When is that? Pesach or Sukkot. Yes. If it's cloudy every single night.
Well, this is more common because you can't do it before Yom Kippur.
Night of Sukkot. So
I know times when we've done it the first.
Yom Tif night, b'shas hadchak, we do our mekadesh to Levana when it is cloudy outside, so there are exceptions. But back to the Mishnah, which was very late, the Mishnah Berurah. So he says, even though we don't generally do this, and back to the Mishnah Berurah, then he does mention Yud Beis Al Pi Kabbalah. The Shar HaTzion says Al Pi Pshuta, dancing, but he does say three words Al Pi Kabbalah. It's mystical. Or whatever that means. There are mystical reasons why you're not supposed to Mekadesh Friday night and Shabbos. But let's say you're running out of time, then you can definitely do it. So if you have not yet done it, and it's Friday night, just don't take the sitter outside where there's no Erev. Because that's not Dechachal Shabbos. You know why it's called Oisios Kiddush Levana. You ever hear that expression? That you have large Oisios. Like they have the Sidurim today, Oisios, Gedolos, large letters. So it's called Oisios Kiddush Levana. What does that mean? It means very large letters. Why is it called? Because it's dark. It's dark, so the only light you're going to have is from the Levana. So you have to have very big letters in the expression, but just don't take out the Oisios Kiddush Levana outside on a Shabbos night when there is no. Okay, let's stop here. We'll do the Kiddush, we'll take a break.
The laminate.